2 Corinthians,
chapter 6. Amen.
What you got to do to make it? Amen. I arranged some stuff here. If I can find it, may not find it. Amen. I don't have to have it. But it might be better. I don't know. Never know. Amen. What the Lord's going to do. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 6. I like to read the whole chapter. But possibly beginning with verse 3 might save a little time. I don't know. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. I could paraphrase here a little while about the ministry and talk about in all things approving ourselves as ministers of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and I start with verse 3 and verse 4, and in all things approving ourselves as ministers of God in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. That's just part of the ministry. There ain't no easy road in the ministry. Forget it. Amen. Ain't no easy road. But because some have gone before us and built bridges and paved the way, and bridges are very important. Do you know how long it would take to get to Covington, Kentucky if there wasn't no bridges? Amen. Take a while. With no bridges, no overpasses, no bridges. Have to cross every creek, ford it, ford every creek, amen. Go through every gully, no bridges. And then finally at last you'd get to the Ohio River. And almost every bridge that's built, somebody dies while it's being built. Think of that. Almost every big bridge you cross, I thought they'd never get that long bridge across Mobile River and part of Mobile Bay and a whole bunch of other little rivers that come together there on Interstate 65 going into the north edge of Mobile, and we'd have to cut down and go across through almost the edge of Florida to get to Mobile. Amen. Get on Highway 10 and finally come into Mobile, or come in through Birmingham and go down toward Tuscaloosa and then down 11 and 5 and come in that way. I thought they'd never get Interstate 65. It's 5 miles long. And I don't know how many people died building that bridge across that swamp, those rivers, getting to Mobile. But now it's smooth sailing into Mobile on Interstate 65 because somebody built some bridges. Amen. People have gone before us and built bridges. Ministers, if you please, preachers. Now, the most important person in your life is not the governor. It's not the president of the United States. It's not the king of England. Amen. The most important person in your life outside your mother and father who gave you the opportunity to be in this world to start with, amen, is a preacher. You won't even probably have any faith without the preacher. How shall they believe unless they've heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? So it's very important to be a preacher and know your destiny in this matter. It's no light decision to make. But once you make it, you got to bend with the wind. Give no offense in anything that the ministry be not blamed. But in all things, approving ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, I mean public whipping, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. That means love unpretended. Real love. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Every one of these things is part of the ministry. You may not have to endure all of them, but you'll have to endure some of them. Amen. And you'll have to be careful about the first two. Giving no offense in anything, but in all things approving ourselves, etc., etc. Amen. And that's how to make it in the ministry. Got to have it in order to make it. Can't go without it. Can't have a ministry without it. Amen. By word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report, good report, amen, as deceivers, yet true, as unknown, yet well known, as dying, behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always, amen, rejoicing. Can you do it after enduring all these other things? Part of the ministry. As poor. Part of the ministry. Yet making many rich. As having nothing. Part of the ministry. And yet possessing all things. Oh, ye Corinthians. Our mouth is open to you. Our heart is enlarged. Ye are not straitened in us, but you're straitened in your own bowels. We're big enough to take you in. You be big enough to receive us. We're big enough to love you and minister to you. You be big enough to find room in your life for the ministry of the Word of God. Amen. You're not straitened in us, but you're straightening. You don't have room for us. Now for recompense of the same, I speak as also unto my children, be ye enlarged. Make room for us. Make room for preaching. Make room for the gospel. Make room for the word of God in your life. Amen. Now, he gives us a good case in point where we can open our hearts and receive the word of the preacher. Amen. Be not, after he says all these other things, he says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That ought to settle once and for all whether a Christian can date an unchristian or not. Because dating is preliminary to proposal and marriage. Don't even date somebody that's out of the faith. Don't even date somebody that's not full gospel. Don't even date somebody that's not Pentecostal. They told the story two times, two different directions. Amen. Providence would have it that they run into this girl that has literally thrown her life away. She got tired of the restraints of holiness. And she married a hippie. I'm telling you, a out and out, downright good for nothing, wouldn't work hippie. That Christian girl, educated in a Bible school, she wanted to have her fling her way, and she did. She married a dog. Amen. And that's nice. It's Bible terminology. The Bible said, beware of dogs. Amen. It don't mean the canine bunch. It means humans that live like that. Amen. She married a dog. Why'd she marry a dog? She dated him. Don't ever date a dog unless you intend to marry a dog. Amen. Oh, I know mother would have a different story about him. Amen. But you can't pay much attention to mama talk. I've heard all that mama talk and all that grandma talk. And thank God for them. If it wasn't for mom and grandma, a lot of fellas wouldn't have a chance. They at least give him a chance. Amen. But the fact remains, when you get right down to brass tacks, she was unequally yoked together. Don't even date one. Don't even go with them. No, not once. Don't even look a second time. Amen. Better to remain an old maid or a bachelor than to marry the wrong one. Amen. I'm talking about how to make it. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? One paraphrasal says, don't be teamed up with unbelievers. Amen. Amen. I mean, you say, what's wrong with the bowling alley? It's being teamed up with unbelievers. What's wrong with worldly sports? It's being teamed up with unbelievers. Amen. That's what it is. Amen. Teamed up. I was there. I know about it. I almost lost my soul over it. Teamed up with unbelievers. Amen. I mean, you can't be teamed up and socially obligated much stronger than that. They're counting on you. Hey, break that team right away. Quit. Say, I ain't going back. Amen. What's wrong with playing football? Amen. Well, if you want to get out there with some Christians and throw a ball around and be careful, amen, because I've had a bunch of them come in with broken ankles, amen, even then. But, hey, don't go out for worldly sports. Up there in school, don't even give it the second thought. Going out for sports in school, no! You're yoked together with unbelievers. Playing basketball in school? No! You're yoked together. You're teamed up with unbelievers. Don't do it! Amen. Hey, I've given my life to preach to you. Now, why don't you give me the time of day in your heart and listen to what I'm telling you? But oh boy, sitting around in churches, all kind of young people, they say, I'm going to live my own life. I'm going to do as I please. Or there's some do-gooder mamas and daddies said, I don't want my children to go through what I went. I want them to be accepted by society. Hogwash! They'll backslide. They'll lose out with God. You'll defeat your own purpose. Amen. Hey, those are not angels out there in school on that team. They're cussing, blackguarding, joke-telling, filthy-mouthed sinners. Did you hear what I said? Those boys on that team up there at school, no matter how nice it seems, and if it makes a front page on the newspaper, they're cussing, joke-telling, blackguarding, taking the name of the Lord's name, the name of the Lord in vain, filthy-mouthed sinners. And you're tied up with them. You're socially obligated with them. Amen. I had to break that social obligation as a Christian. I had to break, even though I had a lot of Christians on the team, I had to break that as a 15-year-old boy. God dealt with my heart that I had to break that. Amen. And you, if you make it, you will too. You won't make it. Look at the ones. Amen. It frequented the bowling alley and got on the team from the Highway of Holiness that wanted to play ball, that went to bed dreaming of little balls bouncing. Look at them. Where are they today? Just look around you. Think a while and their names will come to you. Where are they? They're never in church anymore. Where did it start? They got teamed up with unbelievers. I'm strong. I'm a Christian. I can take care of myself. I know how and where to stop. I'm going to be a witness. No, you're not. I'll double your money back guarantee. I'll pay all you paid for your uniforms. Amen. All you spent on the job. Amen. If you can show me anybody you won to God on the team. Amen. No. Amen. The fact is, when it comes to who won who, they won you when you went in the first place. They won you when you got on the team to start with. Amen. They converted you when you bowed to the world in the beginning and became unequally yoked together with unbelievers. They converted you. And now the poor preacher, where you go in church, can't preach against anything because he's got a whole church full of worldly professing Christians that want to hang on the world, just like me, going to church, teach Sunday school class, singing in the choir, wanting to hang on the world and go to church at the same time. Hey, I'm telling you from personal experience, you can't do it. Hey, I preached their doctrine when I was 15 years old. I listened to their gospel when I was 15 years old. I preached the same thing that a lot of these preachers up here in big denominational Pentecostal churches. One of them said right here in Hamilton, amen, got media coverage. He said, we let them play ball all week and then we preach to them on Sunday. But look at what they got now. Amen. Yes, we've had them at youth camp that came out of these churches. Amen. I mean, I couldn't hardly get them to church. I had to order a bunch of them off the ball park on Friday night to get them in church. Amen. And the language they used, they're playing among themselves, their own church, was out having a little game and using bad language against each other. At the youth camp. I had to order them off the ball court, order them in church so we don't allow any games going on. Amen. Preacher's kid out throwing the ball. Amen. And out playing when he should have been in church. I'm talking about with church going on. He couldn't quit. They got him a glove out there and they're throwing back and forth. Couldn't quit playing long enough to go to church. It knocked the windows out of the kitchen. Amen. Broke a window in the kitchen. Should have been church. That amounted to nothing for God. Separated themselves from the church and the work of God. Amen. Hey, you can't be worldly and spiritual at the same time. You got to come out. Amen. We have great fellowship together and great times together and great things together. Amen. But that's not what it's all about. We got to go to heaven. Amen. And my opinion about game type stuff and church is choose upside to let everybody play. But here's the way the world does it. They put nine men out there, or a few men out there, and the rest of them become spectators. Cheering section. Amen. They say we do it for exercise. The only exercise 90% of them is getting is clapping their hands and hollering real loud. Amen. That's worldly sports. Amen. They're really getting some exercise, boys. Amen. They're sitting on the sidelines in a seat, clapping their hands and hollering real loud. Amen. And be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Break your obligation to unbelievers immediately. Because you won't make it. Amen. Obligation to unbelievers. What's wrong with rolling a ball down the alley and knocking them pins down? It's a gang you're with. The sign's on the door. Amen. They're standing around drinking beer. They're advertising beer. What's wrong with going to the races? They're standing around drinking beer. They're advertising it. What's wrong with going to any worldly thing? Who's running it? Jesus not running it. Who's calling the shots? Sinners, wicked people, ungodly people. Who's running it? If you're a part of it, they're running you. Amen. Well, I'm not getting a lot of shouting and a lot of amens out of some of you. Amen. Enlarge your heart. Amen. Make room for us also. Hallelujah. I too am a minister of God. I too have been down the road. Amen. I've given my life, my time, preach the gospel to you. Amen. I've been young and now I'm old, preaching the gospel. Experience preaching the gospel. You think I got it in for you? No. I want you to make it. If I had all the people that's backslid, I'd look through my Rolodex and man, I'm telling you, just look through old church bulletins if you want to. Anybody's got a whole bunch of old church bulletins, turn the pages. Look at people's names. What happened to them? They sold out for the world. They wouldn't come out from among them and be separate. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion have light with darkness? None! What concord have Christ with Belial? None! What part have he that believeth with an infidel? None! And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? None. For ye are the temple of the living God. Amen. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Amen. I mean, a Christian. A child of God. Just a good old ordinary, nominal Protestant. What agreement hath he with a Catholic? Huh? That bows to an idol they call Mary. that prays to saints, that carries little statues around, and prays to them and talks to them. Amen. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Those are all idols. That's idolatry. In the name of Jesus, that's idolatry. Amen. Don't go. Don't date. Don't even give them a second look. Don't give them a second chance. Oh, if you've made that sad, sad mistake, amen, we'll make the most of it. Amen. We'll try to be here. Amen. And help you pick up the pieces. Amen. We're still helping people pick up the pieces. Amen. I glue things together all the time for Sister Collins. Well, not all the time, but sometimes, if it's precious enough. Amen. She broke one of those good dishes the other day and asked me if I had some glue that would stick it back together because it was worth something. You're worth something, and we'll try to help you stick things back together. Patch things up. Amen. We'll do our best to help you pick up the pieces, but it's better to have a good unbroken dish, isn't it? Save it. Praise God. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? The answer to that question is obvious. None. For you, the temple of God couldn't be plainer than that temple of the living God. As God has said, I'll dwell in them and walk in them and be their God, and they shall be my people. Amen. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. Someone said we're like a glove. A glove can't do anything by itself. It's got to have a hand in it. The right kind of hand in it. Amen. And so we got to have God in us. Before we can do anything, the glove just hang there limp. Glove can't do anything. Amen. Praise God. Well, glory to God. Amen. I'll dwell in them and walk in it. I'll put them on. Praise God. This coat, amen, pretty good coat, I guess, but ain't got much shape to it. Amen. Not worth too much until somebody puts it on. Hallelujah. And so God takes us and He puts us on. Amen. And once He gets inside of us, praise God, He makes the most of us for His glory. Amen. And He said, I'll dwell in them and be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore? On the basis of all that I've said before. Wherefore, He said, come out from among them. Who? All them. The unbelievers. Amen. You should not have any fellowship with unbelievers except on purpose to witness and then leave. That's all. Amen. No concord with unbelievers except to witness and then leave. No communion. No fellowship. Amen. No dates. No holding hands. No nothing. With unbelievers. Amen. Oh, I'll convert him. Amen. We'll try to help you if you're in that kind of a fix. But most of the time they're coming to church, pray for my husband. We're having a terrible time. Pray for us. Pray, pray, pray. We'll do our best. If you're in that kind of a fix. Amen. But I'll tell you, it'd been better if you'd never gotten that fix to start with. Well, what God do about people already that way? Amen. We're going to use them as an example. Tell other folks, don't be like that. Don't do like that. See all her trouble in heaven? Don't do like that. Now they can't hardly live for God. They can't come to Pentecostal church. Amen. They can't even clap their hand and pat their foot anymore. Amen. Don't do that. Praise God. Wherefore he said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Amen. Be ye separate. 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 Amen. Separate. What does separate mean? What does separate mean? Huh? What does separate mean? Be separate. Praise God. Be separate. Praise God. Hey. Amen. We're going to be separate here. We want to separate this Bible from these other Bibles here. Amen. There. He's separate now from these others. Amen. And we'll separate this one from these others. Amen. Hallelujah. There. He's separate now. He's no longer with that one. Amen. He's separate. Hey. I want to separate this from these others. They look kind of ragged anyway. Amen. And so I'm going to make a separation here. Amen. Amen. And there. He's in a different place. Altogether than that other one. Completely separate. Praise God. Separated. Hallelujah. Come out from among them, he said, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you. Hallelujah. I didn't read it right. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Touch not. Don't even touch that package of cigarettes. First time. Don't ever experiment. Don't even touch that marijuana. Amen. Hey, but now wait a minute. Before you were offered a pack of cigarettes or marijuana or alcohol or a beer, there's a good chance you had to get in somebody's company that had something to offer. Huh? And that's why he said, separate yourselves. Well, that's my friend. Amen. No, they're not. I won't lose a friend by heeding God's call. For what is a friend who would want you to fall? Others find pleasure in things I despise. I like the Christian life. Why? It's separate. Amen. I'm telling you how to make it. You won't make it unless you separate yourself. I couldn't even go where Daddy went and make it. He didn't go to church. I went. Amen. My daddy wanted to go to the back to the reunion and the fair and try to take us one time. Amen. After got saved, I quit going to the big fair and the big carnivals. Amen. Well, Jimmy Trimble, he even held a revival in my church, preached some in my church, first church ever pastored. Jimmy Trimble was a Methodist, amen, in his growing up days in Thayer, Missouri, and his people owned the big theater right there in Thayer, Missouri. Amen. And Jimmy Trimble went to Bob Jones University and got with a group of kids down at Bob Jones University. Amen. He got to praying and got the baptism of the Holy Ghost and speaking in other tongues and went to Jacko's meeting. Amen. In Springfield and came back with a bottle of oil. Amen. And went to Brother Brown's meeting and came back discerning people's sicknesses and anointing people and praying for them and bringing God for miracles. Amen. I knew there was something wrong with Jimmy. Because when he came home, he had a whole carload of sinner boys, and he was riding around town in his mom's Cadillac up and down the streets of Thayer, Missouri, out in the West Plains in his mom's Cadillac with a carload of sinner boys. Well, amen. I wouldn't have him to hold revival no more. Amen. Till he got himself straightened out. Fellow down at the gas station said, "Have you seen Jimmy Trimble lately?" And I said, "No, I haven't seen him lately." He said, "I saw him down at the reunion the other night, big carnival down there." He said, "Boy, he's really knocking them dolls off that rack." You know what that is, don't you? Back then you put down a dime, and if you can knock the doll off, you won a dime. You doubled your money. Or you could decide if you want to throw between them and double your money. Just whatever you decide to do. Amen. And that's gambling. I said, that's gambling. Amen. Here he was. He's in the company of the wrong bunch. And now he's down at the carnival again. And now he's trying to knock him. Want the whole revival for me. But he's running around with the wrong bunch so long. Amen. And next thing I heard, he was back down at the theater that his parents run, selling popcorn in the theater again. Amen. You got to come out. You got to come out all the way. And I don't mind telling you, if the crowd gets ever so small, you ain't gonna make it nohow. If you don't come out. You're sunk. If you don't come out. You're contaminated. If you don't come out. I don't care if it's your kids, they're sunk. If they don't come out. Amen. And if you take up for them too much, you'll go down with them. I mean, if you take up from too much, you'll be in bad shape, Zan, first thing you know. Amen. No, no, no. Sin, still sin, even if your kids are doing it. Sin, still sin. Wildness is still wildness, even if your grandkids are doing it. You got to come out. You got to come out all the way. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and don't even touch the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I'll be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. How many like to have the favor of God? Say amen. How many like to have the touch of God on your life? Say amen. How many like for God to call you son and daughter? Say amen. How many like to be close to Him? Say amen. You can't be close to God and close to the world at the same time. You gotta make up your mind. And, amen, I'm not the Lord over your conscience. And the Lord will not even be the Lord over your conscience. God won't make you make the right choice. I don't care if your mother prays and fasts until she dies. God won't make you make your choice. You got to make your own choice. Amen. Several years ago down in Missouri, there's a man fasted and prayed for worldwide revival until he died. He got newspaper coverage. Some of you may remember it. Amen. But I'll tell you, fasting and prayer helps you to help people. But no amount of fasting and prayer will force people to live for God. You got to make your own choice. Amen. And I'll be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Praise God. Hey, you can make it. All you got to do is go all out for God. And I close with this statement. In the long run, there is no middle ground. It's either all or it's nothing. And God won't play second fiddle to the world. Stand with me and let's pray. Amen. You can make it. You can make it. But it takes some doing. Praise God. Amen. It takes some making a choice. It takes some decision. It takes some commitment. It takes some grit. Little backbone. Amen. Hey! We're stubborn for everything else. Let's be stubborn for God. We be stubborn for everything else we want. Let's be stubborn for God. And let's claim the blessing while you say. Let's claim the promise while you say. Come on, while they sing. Praise God.
Others find pleasures in things I despise.
Sister Bessie called and said they're taking David to Children's Hospital. Let's pray for David. Father, help David. Touch his life, Lord, special. Help him, Lord, in his heart to make his decision for Christ, to go all out for Jesus, all the way for God. I pray in Jesus' name, and I'll give you the glory, and I'll give you the honor, and I'll give you the praise. Amen and amen. Let's dedicate this precious little baby girl. Oh, prayed for her. She's sick. Amen. Jesus, touch her, Lord. Oh, Lord, we claim the promise, Lord God, this morning. We claim the healing word. We claim the healing power.